Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about take sound decisions if you are new to the construction industry. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. Excuse me. Here we go on to the podcast. When you are inexperienced and you may not get it right the first time, you'll be into any profession and you need some amount of advice and guidance to order to learn things a better way. Substantially, you are also unable to take the right decisions when you do not know the difference between what is going to be the beneficial for you and what will turn out to be dramatic debacle. It is quite important to first understand the subject properly before you get into it in order to take the right decisions in life. Your decision will be quite substantially in nature. It will vary on basis of circumstances that you are in. One such industry is the construction industry, which we're all in, where people find themselves in a tight spot over taking the right decision. Circumstances may be such that you will find it difficult to analyze which way to go. Taking up new projects is one such example where people do not know if they should be accepting the new project or wait for the existing one to get over and then jump onto it. Ideally, when a construction industry or construction business owner is given a new business, the giver expects him to get going with the work, but irony of the construction company is that he or she has to first wind down on existing projects that they have got in his hand or her hand, then only deploy his resources for the next assignment or the next job site. The other option is that he or she can get more resources for the new project and start with work, but then once the work is complete in the next 2 years, he will have to do away with all his resources provided that he has managed to get more work. And again, you know, that's where you have to decide if you're going to rent equipment or you're going to buy more equipment. But a construction company can't perform on assumptions of events that happen after a couple years. In this case, the company is in a dilemma if it should take it or leave it. Leaving the project will also have repercussions that the company has to face. It may be out of work for a few months after completion of the existing one, and it will definitely not assign for any business. For a situation like these, can leave any construction company owner under stress, and when it comes to a new company, one can only imagine how difficult it will be for him or her to take the right call. Now, when it comes to taking the right decisions, you need help from others, and that the others have to be an expert in the same domain. A new guy or gal in the construction industry may have a mentor who is guiding force for him. He should reach out to him for advices. He may get something phenomenal from his mentor, which will help him to take control of the situation and eventually to take the right decision for the company. The difference between making money and losing money, everything is nothing but taking sound and unsound decisions. Again, listen to the mentors that you've been around for years. Call them up. You know, if you're new to this business, you probably worked at a different construction company. Hopefully, you left in good standings, and you can call them back and use them as a mentor and guide you in the right direction. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.